As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
B. Mitch and Finley, Toby Altizer, Linnell Willingham in for the guys today.
Way to hit the post, Topes.
I tell you what, man. These NBA playoffs have been really, really good, and the best series of the playoffs has been Nuggets and Thunder. It's been so good.
Ironically enough.
Last night, 119-107, the Nuggets win in Game 6 to send it to in Game 7 coming up on Sunday. This has been so much fun because you have probably the top two MVP candidates. I think it could go to either. It's probably going to go to SGA. Yeah. But it could go to either one. And the Nuggets just have that championship DNA still. Like it shows up from time to time. The Thunder are the better overall team. But when you've got probably the best player in the world, even though he might not win MVP this year, Nikola Jokic, It's just such a good series, back and forth, and all these games feel like they're close. It's been a blast to watch this one.
Yeah, last night, playoff mall, man. That's what I'm now calling him. Jamal Murray is, we talk about playoff Jimmy. Playoff Jamal Murray is a whole different beast as well. He was sick heading into last night and had 25. Was really good in the fourth quarter. The big difference last night, though, and this is the benefit of having a home playoff game, and obviously they don't have home court advantage. Game 7 will be played in OKC, so we'll see if these guys can step up. But Julian Strother and Christian Braun shooting the way that they did. You know, Christian Braun knocking down 3 threes, Strother knocked down 3 threes off the bench. And when you think about why Mike Malone and their GM got fired, apparently it was over these young guys being in the rotation. Jalen Pickett, Julian Strother, Peyton Watson, they've been pretty damn good during the postseason. And the guy that there was some, you know, controversy surrounding, Russell Westbrook, he's been good as well. So, like, they've shocked me that they're playing this well. I think they're better than OKC just from a pure matchup standpoint. But Nikola Jokic is going to have to play out of his mind coming up in Game 7. He was really, really good in Game 5, and they lost. You know, so that's because SGA and Lou Dort went Kanye crazy in the fourth quarter, but
I don't know how they lost that game after Jokic hits that stupid fallaway three.
Yeah. Lou Dort.
Usually when that stuff happens, That team goes on to win. But after that point, the Nuggets got thoroughly dominated down the stretch of that game. For them to come back and win last night, a Game 7 in OKC, it's going to be electric. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. But to your point about Jamal Murray, he averages 18 points a game for his career in the regular season. In the playoffs, he's averaging 23.9.
There we go.
Like, he's almost 6 points better in the playoffs. He's been such a difference maker throughout his career in the playoffs, especially on their championship run. But, you know, I think whoever comes out of the West is going to be the favorite to win, especially now that the Celtics are not going to have Jason Tatum, even if they find a way to win this series against the Knicks, which tonight's a closeout game for the Knicks at Madison Square Garden, potentially. Game 6, they have to win this one. Don't even give them life to go back to the Boston Garden.
Who cares about
TD Garden?
The Knicks are a joke.
Well,
the Knicks are an absolute. The fact that Boston couldn't hit the wide side of a barn in the first two games, and they were down 20-plus points. They should be embarrassed. They're treating Jalen Brunson like he's damn 0-1 Allen Iverson, the most uninspiring, uncreative offense you'll ever see in the NBA. It's almost like you don't have one of the most skilled bigs of all time.
I mean, that's a Tom Thibodeau offense.
Yeah, I mean, Tibbs is
great defensive coach, but I mean, how great defensively are you when the Celtics are just missing shots?
It's wide open shots at that, Toby.
It's one thing if you're forcing the misses. They're not forcing the misses.
Yeah,
Boston's just not knocking them down. Now, to me, at some point you have to adjust, and you saw that a little bit in their last game where Boston started just get into the hole with some of their talented players. Jaylen Brown has to really step up now that Tatum's down. And that's the thing, is we kind of all wrote Boston off as soon as Tatum goes down, and Tatum's a good player. There's no question about it. Jaylen Brown won Finals MVP last year.
Correct.
Like they still got a dog on that team.
It's still a good team. I thought they would win. I thought they would win Game 5. I use this in the NFL. Whenever a coach gets fired, I normally pick their team to win next week.
It's called a little bump.
Wounded Warrior Theory is what we call it. But the fact that New York, I think in this series, I got to go look at FanDuel. Because I thought, I was listening to Nick Wright yesterday. I think he was saying that the Celtics are still favored in the series.
Yeah, likely. I mean, they're going to be favored in every game. I'm sure they're favored tonight.
So New York's 2.5-point favorites tonight. If the Knicks don't close this series out and win this series after Tatum goes down, Porzingis hasn't been there most of the series. Jrue Holiday has been, you know, largely ineffective. If they lose tonight, I mean, I know Tom Thibodeau stinks as a coach, but maybe you fire him. What does Tom Thibodeau bring to the table?
You have to win this one. I don't know that I'm making
a coaching change?
Drastic changes.
I'm just asking.
But something has to happen because you cannot lose a series in which the other team loses their best player and you're up already 3-1. You can't have that happen.
So here's the thing about Tom Thibodeau, right? He is a defensive-minded head coach. Like, that is what he's known for, is his defensive tactics, defensive strategy.
I don't even know if he knows anything about offense.
Nothing. He's a dinosaur. When you have Josh Hart, Mikal Bridges, and OG Anunoby, three of the best wing defenders in basketball, how much impact is Tom Thibodeau really having on the defense? And this is one of the worst Tom Thibodeau-led defenses that we've seen. Like, the Knicks don't even defend well.
No.
So I am totally uninspired by them. It gets me frustrated because, one, I hate New York fans. I hate New York fans in every sport. They're snobby. They're obnoxious. They have this I'm better than you syndrome going on. We were talking about Greg Giannotti earlier. I'm not even going to bring that to the air. But I can't stand them. What I do love, though, and what I have learned in this series, Jalen Brunson is probably the most underrated star in the NBA.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
There's nobody at the guard position that keeps their dribble alive better than him, that's as crafty as he is. He just makes big-time shots, game in, game out. And because he's built like a thumb, I feel like he doesn't get the respect that he deserves. And someone in the chat's trying to come for me because I call Cat one of the, and that's not what I said, by the way, Scotty G. You can't even quote me correct. I said he's one of the most skilled big men in NBA history, talking about Karl Anthony Towns. And he is.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player. He's opened my eyes the last couple of seasons because I thought he was a loser. I thought he was a good basketball player. I thought he was a loser when it came to the playoffs. Yeah. And I thought with the T-Wolves, they did a good job, specifically Anthony Edwards. That's why I really, really like him.
Yeah.
I think he's got that dog mentality that can get other dudes to buy in. I think he was able to do that with him in Minnesota. He's carried that over into New York. I think he's been really good. I think the most disappointing team in the playoffs, though, has to be the Cleveland Cavaliers. What the heck happened?
That's tough.
I know there were injuries. I get all that.
Yeah.
You got destroyed by the Pacers. Like, does anybody give the Pacers a shot against whoever wins this Knicks-Celtics series?
I do.
I do.
I don't respect
they're
the Knicks.
Not, of course you do. Tyrese Halliburton, he's not that good.
What the hell?
Hold on. All I'm saying is, ever since they rated him the most overrated player,
he's done nothing but cook.
Exactly.
He's a good player.
Let's talk real baller now.
Let's talk who?
Whoever wins out of the West is winning the NBA Finals.
Hold on, Jeff. Because you know the last time I was on here.
Don't do this. Don't do this.
Free Giannis.
No.
Free Giannis.
Nope.
That's crazy. What were we talking about the last time we were together on this very show? I think it was two Fridays
Thunder
ago.
Thunder Nuggets is going to be great game seven tomorrow or on Sunday. I think that's going to be a fun one.
I've never seen you tap dance like that.
I think whoever wins the West is going to win this thing. I think whoever wins the, and also, by the way,
yeah,
this is where I know we're going a little long here. The NBA frustrates me. Why does every good player have to play in the West? Because, by the way, Cooper Flagg is going to the West because you wanted to gift a 1.8% chance.
The NBA is a make-believe entertainment
Dylan
show.
Dylan Harper is going to go to the West to go play with Victor Wembanyama. And we get who? Who? Why do they act like D.C. just sucks? Like, give us a guy for once, please.
While you're on it, this is a good way to drop the mic. For all of you out there begging, thirsting, salivating over Derek Queen coming to Washington, stop. Stop it. You know the number one question is among scouts with Derek Queen? His motor. Defense. If you're trying to be a defensive-minded team, that's all they tell you every time you put a microphone in front of them. Don't draft a guy that can't guard.
If you were drafting right now, assuming, let's take the top four guys out, including Edgecombe, right? Mm-hmm. Ace Bailey, Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper, and VJ Edgecombe. Assuming that, I know they're picking six. There's going to be one more guy taken. Who would you take right now?
He's probably not going to be there. I'd probably take Trey Johnson out of Texas. He's like Devin Booker.
That's who Jonathan Givony had in his first mock.
I just don't know if he's going
to
be there.
You know who's intriguing to me? He has no offensive game, but it would make an intriguing defensive duo.
See, that's why you're my guy.
Come on, Maluwach.
That's the pick.
Good luck scoring Sar and Maluwach in the middle.
And think about it, right? They keep talking about, well, we want to create this defensive identity. You have the chance, if you draft Maluwach, to have one of the best front courts in basketball defensively. You've been one of the worst rebounding teams over the past three seasons. Why not add? He has no offense. You're right. But you can develop it.
Well, and
he's got
works,
a runway
it
here
works
in D.C.
too, because he plays inside, and Sar likes to play on the outside.
Exactly.
And you've got Twin Towers in there.
I would do it. That would be my pick if it's not Trey Johnson.
Because I like Con Knipple. I think he's really skilled, but he's not athletic enough for me at the NBA level.
He's like a great value Austin Reeves is how I would describe
it. I think it was Hollinger we had on earlier in the week.
He's not Corey Kispert.
He said he's a little bit better better Corey Kispert. And I'm like,
yeah, that's why I would say like great value Austin Reeves. But Austin Reeves dribble like he from the projects, brother. If you've seen the handle on that, brother. Good God.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we get into the NFL. What are the top 10 NFL primetime games this season? The Commanders are in a couple of them. We'll talk about it next. John B. Mitch and Finley.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.